I say something like, anywhere the water meets the land. And love to be in any place where I can stand on solid ground and hear or touch water while also feeling the warmth of the sun and the movement of the wind against my skin. My pagan heart craves places where I can be present to all four elements of earth and water and fire and air, all at the same time. And my very favorite places are where one kind of water meets another, like river confluences, or where moving water meets a still body, or even waterfalls plunging into those deep pools. Those places where I can see or even feel the turbulence of waters meeting draw me in. And they help me remember that motion and change are ever present and part of the way things happen. I'm drawn in a similar way to flowing water of any kind, from the creeks I love to hike, to the streams I enjoy kayaking, to the huge expanse of the Mississippi and New Orleans that I love to just stare at and wonder. I love this idea we've been hearing and singing about, that not only do we change as we move through our lives, but that can go with the flow of water as a flood. As rivers flow over rocks and stones and sand, they change the character of the riverbed. And as that riverbed changes, tiny bits of it are carried along with the water. Rivers carry sediment when they move and they drop it when they slow down. You can see this happen in smaller streams, the wearing smooth of the rocks, right, where the water bubbles over them, and the collection of the smaller bits like sand or silt on the bottoms of those still places. When the water and where the water meets the sea is a place of great slowing and churning. So not only are rivers continually changing so they're different when they reach the sea, but they change the character of the place where they meet the sea, those big deltas, right? At the bottom of the big rivers. As do we. With every new experience, we change, sometimes in ways we might expect, and sometimes in ways that are a deep surprise, even to ourselves. And so with every new person who comes into community, who gathers, which is not just people we haven't met yet, but our ever-changing selves, that community changes, which in turn changes each of us. Oh, river, will I dream when I reach the sea? Right?
In a talk called The Site of Memory, the African-American novelist Toni Morrison said, "You know, they straightened out the Mississippi River in places to make room for houses and livable acreage. Occasionally, the river floods in these places. Floods is the word they use, but in fact, it is not flooding. It is remembering where it used to be. All water has a perfect memory and is forever trying to get back to where it was."
So there's that other aspect to rivers. Along with the constant change, there is also remembering. I don't know if you know this, but there is much more to rivers than the water in the banks that we see. Floodplains are these big, wide, flat expanses that the river runs through. And when a river is running its natural course, two important things happen in floodplains. First is the obvious. When the water level rises beyond the banks of the river, the floodplains hold the extra. The water flows above the surface and it seeps below the surface too, out across the land where it supports this rich wetland ecosystem that's adapted to thrive under fluctuating water levels, from completely uninundated under feet of water to completely dried out. This makes for really rich soil, which is why we humans have turned many of our floodplains into cropland. The second thing that happens in floodplains is a little less obvious. in that soft, rich soil that receives these huge amounts of water, sometimes really quickly, the riverbed can widen. The shape of the river changes as different parts of the bank erode, right? And that creates winding new courses and sometimes leaves these foxholes, marshes. When we hear the word flood, we tend to think of the catastrophes in the human-made ecosystems near rivers that are becoming more and more common as our climate changes, those floods are. But when the river floods in a natural system, it's the opposite of catastrophic. It's nurturing. It's nurturing the plant and animal communities that have developed as part of that system. I love Toni Morrison's reminder that when the flood is in a human-made place, the water is remembering where it used to be. I wonder if we humans can remember that as we rebuild and adapt to our changing climate. So there is this both and quality to rivers. They are change agents, right? Within themselves and in their surroundings. And they remember. So, of course, there's the metaphor. We're the same. All that we touch, we change, and all that we change changes us, to paraphrase Octavia Butler. And into all of that turbulence, we bring memory. Sometimes we cling more to the ideas in memory than to the ideas in change, especially when we know and especially when what we know and remember is comfortable or habit or easy. I, for one, am grateful for the river's reminder of how memory is intertwined with change. Thank you.